It was a choppy trading day on Wall Street, and what Fed Chair Jerome Powell said didn't help. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 22nd day of June. Thanks for being with us again today. In other news, what's behind a gas tax holiday and what does it all mean? Kraft is changing the name of its macaroni and cheese. No, honest, that's what's happening. The price of oil is headed lower. We'll tell you why that is. Amazon has what's being called a diversity problem. EV sales are booming, so why are automakers cutting staff? FedEx has a new way to prove they delivered your package. We've got the Wall Street Report, and more companies are pulling job offers made just weeks ago. For the interview, you'll meet Lucas Haviland, who's headed to DePaul University in the fall. But first, a big opportunity at a major training facility, where he will continue to hone his skills. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful that you are along for the ride again today. Want to find us on Instagram and on Twitter? Just look for Insight on Business, the News Hour. Well, there was some hope, however slim, that Wall Street might extend the rally of Tuesday, even if modest. But that was dashed in the final hour of trade, as Fed Chair Jerome Powell reiterated his commitment to combat inflation through higher interest rates, but said a recession could not be ruled out. The markets lost their gains in that final hour. Oh, and President Biden has called for a temporary gas tax holiday and for ramped-up U.S. refinery activity to help offset high energy prices that he blamed on Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Those numbers from Wall Street, I'll have those for you in just a bit. So President Biden is calling for a temporary suspension of the federal gas tax. What does all that mean? Well, ABC News is reporting that suspending the tax, which amounts to 18.4 cents per gallon, would almost immediately reduce the price drivers pay at the pump. But experts caution that the policy would slash funds for maintaining roads and highways while potentially worsening a supply-demand imbalance and pushing prices even higher in the long term. The federal gas tax, first imposed as a 1 cent per gallon tax way back in 1932, makes up a portion of the price that drivers see at the pump. The tax gradually increased over the decades after its enactment, reaching its current level of 18.4 cents a gallon in 1993. Since 1997, all revenue from the federal gas tax has gone to the Highway Trust Fund. That's the major source of federal funding for highways, roads, and bridges. The federal gas tax, by the way, has never been suspended, although a gas tax holiday was proposed by presidential candidates John McCain and Hillary Clinton during the 2008 campaign. So, when you whip up a quick meal at your house, say macaroni and cheese, do you call it macaroni and cheese or is it mac and cheese at your home? Kraft believes you call it mac and cheese, so the company is officially changing the product name. CBS News is reporting that after 85 years, Kraft Heinz announced the iconic blue boxes and bowls will now read Kraft Mac and Cheese, and the logo will be updated. In a press release, the company said, quote, "The change from macaroni and cheese to mac and cheese is meant to reflect the way fans organically talk about the brand. The iconic blue box now features just a single color hue of blue and amplifies the brand's most recognizable asset. What would that be? Well, the noodle smile, now even more delicious and dripping with creamy, cheesy goodness," end quote. The company said all aspects of the brand identity will be updated: the name, the logo, brand colors, topography, photography, iconography, and, yes, packaging. The new packaging will appear in stores in August and will be seen on social media and the company's website this summer. Oil prices are headed down yet again. Market Watch is reporting that on Wednesday, West Texas Intermediate crude for August fell by $3.33, or 3%, to settle at $106.19 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange after tapping a low of 101.53. Front month contract prices logged their lowest settlement since May 12, according to the Dow Jones market data. So what is driving the market lower? Investors are refocusing on the potential for a recession in the U.S. and elsewhere that could crimp demand for energy products. For years, Amazon has said it's tried to diversify its corporate ranks, but new information suggests it ain't going so well. USA Today is reporting that the nation's second-largest private employer is losing two top black executives in a serious blow to years-long efforts to diversify its senior ranks. Alicia Bowler Davis, Senior Vice President of Global Customer Fulfillment and the only black executive in the company's senior leadership group, resigned to pursue other opportunities, said Amazon. Dave Bozeman, Vice President of Amazon Transportation Services, plans to take a new role elsewhere that will be announced shortly, said the company. The departures underscore Amazon's struggles to make sure its leaderships better reflect the consumers it serves. 2 years after the murder of George Floyd sparked a movement for racial justice and pledges by corporate America to improve diversity. Despite a concentrated effort to bring back more black executives and executives from other underrepresented groups, the top jobs at Amazon still disproportionately go to people who are white and male. That according to a USA Today analysis of the most recent federal workforce data. White men were 23 times more likely than black women and 14 times more likely than black men to hold an executive job at Amazon, according to that analysis. Everywhere you look, electric vehicle sales are popping. So, why are automakers cutting staff? The Street is reporting that Ford is following Tesla in announcing plans to cut their staff. While electric vehicles are enjoying an unprecedented surge in popularity, ongoing supply chain problems and growing recession fears are beginning to hit the automotive industry. EV sales rose 65% in Europe last year and doubled here in the United States. But automakers are facing higher material and labor costs along with supply chain problems. The popularity of electric vehicles has increased during the past 2 years as more automakers have launched additional options for sedans, SUVs, and pickup trucks. But obstacles remain as the global economy slows down due to higher inflation and interest rates. More uncertainty. Delivery companies are hit all the time by consumers questioning why their packages have not yet been delivered. And in the vast majority of cases, they have been. But there are increasing cases of porch pirates stealing that delivery. So what to do? Well, The Verge is reporting that FedEx will soon take photos of packages at your doorstep to provide proof of delivery when they don't require a signature. The free service will be available for both FedEx Express and FedEx Ground Delivery customers with and without a login to the FedEx Delivery Manager. That's the company's free portal. The new program will obviously be a good source of protection for FedEx, and it should also help business owners whose customers report that their package has not yet been delivered. It will also be a good resource for customers to figure out whether or not packages ever made it to their door, especially if they've gone missing. Amazon rolled out a similar program called Photo on Delivery back in 2018. It was meant to provide proof of delivery and help customers locate their packages, but it was only available in certain areas. FedEx says the service will first be available for FedEx Delivery Manager users in select markets before launching to customers in the U.S. and Canada in time for the holiday shipping season. Wall Street couldn't hold it together, and the major indexes fell in the final hour of the trade. The Dow is off by 47 points to close at 30,483, while the NASDAQ finished the day off by 16 points at 11,053, and the S&P 500 fell by nearly 5 points to end the session at 3,759. As we reported earlier, Fed Chair Jerome Powell testified today before Congress and said that an economic downturn is a possibility. And that took the wind out of the sails. Stay tuned for tomorrow's open. And finally, there is this. Uncertainty isn't only bad for Wall Street, but also for hiring. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that companies from Twitter to Coinbase are pulling job offers made just weeks ago. Uncertainty about the economic outlook has created a market in which prospective employees are reporting withdrawn offers from tech firms and others dependent on funding, while recruiters still attest to the difficulty of finding talent during a labor shortage. The situation has prompted some workers to consider security over compensation when considering making a move. But then, consider the mixed signals we get from the Labor Department as more and more jobs are being created each month. So what's going on? Well, the answer is many of the jobs tend to be in the service sector, which took a beating during the pandemic. So now, you know. All right, stay with us because in just a moment, you're going to meet Lucas Haviland, a young man who's headed to DePaul University this fall. But before he goes, he won the opportunity to work as a summer intern at Taro International. Why he's so excited about that, and what he's going to be doing, and what about his musical career in Chicago? Click ahead for that and more.